1 week from today, NASA will launch the Orion spacecraft into space to orbit the moon. The Artemis 1 mission is the first step to putting American astronauts back onto the surface of the moon. And you can watch that launch live in a kind of virtual visual surround sound in a first-of-its-kind experience at the Faulkner Planetarium in Twin Falls. It's a new way to watch space missions, and Rick Greenwald is here to talk about it. He's the Faulkner Planetarium Manager at the Harrett Center for Arts and Sciences at the College of Southern Idaho. Rick, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gemma.
Okay, for anyone who hasn't been there, can you describe very quickly the planetarium? What happens when you step inside and what do you see?
Oh, when you walk through the light-lit hallway into the planetarium, you're seeing seats arrayed before you, and as you step into the theater, you step into this huge space, a 50-foot diameter dome that towers about 33 feet over your head, washed in light or a scene, and space music playing. Little kids come in and their mouths just kind of drop, turn off.
So tell us about NASA's Artemis 1 mission. What is it? What's the goal?
So the Artemis 1 mission is the first launch of the Space Launch System, which is a new big rocket designed to take humans back to the moon, land them on the surface, the first woman and the first person of color is the plan of NASA. It's also the rocket that they hope will take us on to Mars eventually. So this is the first launch test bed, trying to make sure that, of course, everything works. Test out all the systems on board the Orion spacecraft as well.
So the Orion spacecraft, though, will not have people aboard, correct? It's just kind of, as you mentioned, kind of that test to see what happens.
Yes, no humans on this mission, although it's not completely empty. There are three mannequins that are riding on board, Commander Munikin Campos, and Helga and Zohar will be aboard, but they're just not typical mannequins. They're carrying all kinds of sensors to determine the conditions inside the capsule and space conditions, what effects they're going to have on the bodies, especially the female astronauts.
Normally we've seen these launches on television. It's difficult to get down sometimes to the Kennedy Space Center and watch a launch live. I have been lucky enough to be able to do that and to actually cover one of the launches as a journalist. So I'm curious about what it will be like to watch it inside a planetarium with almost like this virtual reality, because it is almost indescribable being able to tell someone about seeing a launch in person.
Yeah, seeing a launch in person, which I've had the opportunity to do many years ago with the space shuttle, it's just completely different than watching on television. Mm-hmm. The experience is just incredible. Inside the planetarium, that's a good question, because this is the first time ever that this is being done. I'm not sure exactly myself what to expect. There will be elements of it that are going to be 360 surrounding the audience. They're going to have video of the rollout of the rocket out to the pad. There'll be other things that are definitely 3D. I understand that they have six or seven cameras out by the launch pad and one riding on the rocket. And they're going to be intercutting, I know, with NASA TV. And so, exactly how much of the launch is going to completely surround the audience or what, I really can't say. I'm interested myself to see exactly how this is going to play out, because you can't have a test run of this.
Right. So, Rick, I should have asked you, who is creating the live program? Because this is being sent around to planetariums all over the world.
Yes. So this is a production of Felix and Paul Studios. They're an Emmy award-winning production company out of Los Angeles. And they're doing it with COSM. COSM is a worldwide entertainment company. They recently acquired Evans and Sutherland. That's the company that makes our Digistar system, which are planetarium full dome systems. And so new entities are kind of coming into this entertainment firms and such. Looking at dome theaters is kind of a new area to explore into with entertainment and educational programming and using the immersive environment, trying to bring unique stuff to audiences. And this is the very kind of like very early first step of that.
Well, and it sounds so exciting. I mean, to me, it seems like it's going to be almost the closest you can get to getting that, boots on the ground experience of a launch.
Yeah, I'm hoping that it's going to mimic at least somewhat closely what it is to being at a launch live. The colors can never be captured because the cameras wash out with it. I don't think you'll ever really capture the sound. It's such a difference live. But I'm hoping that it comes, close to being a true experience.
So tickets are limited to the event. I mean, which makes sense. You only have a certain amount of space inside a
Yes.
planetarium. So we have about a minute left. Rick, how do folks get tickets for this?
All right, tickets go on sale tomorrow at 9:30 in the morning when the Hertz Center opens up. They can buy them in person or call in. They're $6 for adults, $5 for seniors, that's age 60 and above, and $4 for students, children age 2 through 17. Early start, our doors open at 5. Live stream starts at 5:30, launch is 6:30 Mountain Daylight Time, at least scheduled for it. There are only 132 tickets available.
I have a feeling you're going to be busy tomorrow morning when those
I hope
go on.
so.
Well, Rick, it has been a pleasure to talk to you. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me.
We've been talking with the Faulkner Planetarium Manager at the Harrod Center for Arts and Sciences at the College of Southern Idaho, Rick Greenwald. We've been talking about the live launch of the Artemis 1 mission. You will be able to see it inside that planetarium. We will put a link with more information on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org. As Rick mentioned, only 132 tickets available. They'll go on sale tomorrow morning.